Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast. What you eat, and you're even what you eat. Here's a clue, why don't you take a peek beneath your feet?
Welcome to Local Food Connections, a show about the power of locally grown food to connect us more strongly with our communities and the lands we inhabit. Local Food Connections is brought to you by Local Food Connect. We're broadcasting from Wurundjeri country and pay our respects to elders past, present and emerging. We respect the enduring strength of First Nations people and acknowledge their long heritage of agriculture and care for the land on which we live. The show promotes sustainable food systems that foster community resilience and empower individuals to make positive choices for themselves, their communities and their environments. So we're coming up to September, and Saturday the 12th of September at Federation Square, there's going to be the Zero Waste Festival again. This is an initiative basically of Kirsty Bishop-Fox, who's been on the show quite a lot. Not just Kirsty, but she's been an important part of getting this festival going. It's all about building connections and really getting into the practical zero waste options that we have. And it includes it's not only about food. In fact, there's food's a small part of it. There's also practices like repairing and mending and using and reusing, all that sort of stuff. So I'll tell you a little bit about it just before we get on to our guest today. You're going to be able to see Costa from Gardening Australia talking about food. There'll be a session on rethinking plastic. There'll be a session on that issue of not being able to be perfect with sustainability, but just wanting to make progress, so progress over perfection. There'll be a panel discussion about data centres and the hidden environmental footprint of AI. Then the one that we're interested in today is called Frugal Foodies, and it's the Zero Waste Mystery Box Cook-Off, and it's going to be at 4:30, and it's going to be featuring today's guest, who is Lily Zhang. Welcome, Lily.
Hi, Anne. Thank you so much for inviting me on the show.
Thanks for coming on. And just before we start talking to Lily, there'll be a final event there at the Zero Waste Festival, and that's about reusing clothes, so fast fashion and how to reuse and mend clothes. So Lily has dedicated her career to making cooking accessible, affordable, enjoyable and environmentally responsible. She's the founder of Feed One, Feed All, which is a volunteer-led charity that's prepared and distributed thousands of nutritious meals to people experiencing hardship across Victoria. She's joining us today to talk about reducing food waste by using the food you've got, basically, but also about that charity and what her role is going to be at the Zero Waste Festival. And I'm just going to, sorry to keep you waiting, Lily, but I'm just going to talk a little bit about what the extent of food waste in Australia is and why the work of people like Lily is so important. So in Australia, we're wasting, this is all government data, by the way, 7.6 million tonnes of food at a cost of $36.6 billion per year. 2.5 million tonnes of that is from households, and that's about 30% of the total. It's putting out 3% of our greenhouse gas emissions, and it's most of it's potentially edible food. About 70% of it is potentially edible. And it's got environmental flow-on effects to all that waste, because it's representing the wasted land that was used to grow it, the water, the energy that was put into it, the agricultural inputs. So it's a waste of a lot of things as well as the food. The food that's sent to landfill also generates methane as it decomposes. It's also a bit wacky in a system where there's a lot of people with food challenges, with the challenge of getting enough good food. So, Lily, let's get on to you. You're basically a chef. Tell us your life story in 2 minutes, please.
Well, I'm a chef, trained chef. We've had three Thai restaurants. But moving forward, I love food. I love sharing food. So I acquired my commercial cookery qualifications. I became a teacher and I started teaching people how to cook, especially people with disabilities, giving them life skills and upskilling them. And basically, yeah, so that's part of it, and teaching them to utilize whatever they have in their pantry, from their pantry, fridge or freezers, maximizing the usage of that first before we go shopping and buying anything else. Yeah, that's what we do. Try to save money, right?
So I really like that angle of people with disabilities, and there's a lot of, we've all got different talents and abilities to cook, and a lot of the problem with food waste, and I know this in my own kitchen, is I don't know what to do with some of the stuff that's getting a bit slimy at the bottom of the crisper or whatever, or I'm out of ideas or whatever. As a chef, can you tell us, can I ask you a tricky question of what would be a couple of tips you would give to the sort of average home cook about how to use up what you've got?
So have a couple of ready recipes where you go to all the time. For example, a quick stir fry, where I teach my students not to follow recipes as such, but having the necessary condiments where they can turn to all the time, right? That's really important. So stir fry, you basically have whatever you can find from your fridge and you want to just throw it in. Stew is another one where you can put everything into a pot and cook it up, and add some protein to it. And there's also a recipe that I love. It's called okonomiyaki, Japanese pancake, where you basically make a pancake out of all the leftover veggies, chop them up, throw them in. Whip up some eggs with it, flour, and then you have this beautiful Japanese vegetable pancake.
So,
There's a lot of ways, yeah.
right. So, in these three that you said, the stir fry, the stew, and the pancake, they're the kind of things that you can mix and match the vegetables with, right? It's not like precision
That's right. That's right.
ingredients.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
And
yeah, I love that, and teaching my students, how to reduce waste, basically. Yeah. And I do that all the time in my own kitchen. I feed my kids with whatever I have, often coming home from work and just, raiding the fridge, raiding the pantries, and just whipping things up.
And were you born in Thailand yourself?
No. Born in Vietnam, came to Australia as a refugee. So food was scarce back home back in those days. And again, it's learning how to live with what we had. So then coming to Australia, growing up here, learning, there's an abundance of everything. But then that was the start. I love playing with food and I love creating things out of whatever I have. And working in a Thai restaurant also gave me an insight of how to play with those recipes and turning it into other things as well. For example, a green curry chicken, you can. Yes, your normal green curry chicken, you go to a restaurant, they give you chicken and a bit of this and that, but you can actually magnify that whole curry chicken and mushrooms to it. You can add capsicum, beans, whatever you like.
Yeah, I like how you said you love playing with food. That's probably the first step, isn't it, to becoming a good cook? Playing
Playing.
with, yeah.
I encourage my students to play and I encourage kids to play with their food. I know it's not a thing at home, but
No, yeah.
When you play, you get a lot of enjoyment out of it, and you put a lot of effort into playing.
That's a really good point. Such a good point, because so much of the time it's a chore, and then that's why people run out of ideas and then maybe go for fast, ultra processed food because it's quick and the kids will eat it. And okay, tell us all about your feed one, feed all,
Oh. Feed
not for
one, feed
profit.
all. We get to play 3 days a week at in the kitchen. Okay, so we work with random goodies that are rescued on starting on a Wednesday morning. We work with Food Bank. We work with an organization called Outer East Fish Share, where our volunteer driver, the Road Runner, basically zooms around And he collects the rescue food, brings it back to the kitchen where we have a cook, a number of cooks starting on a Wednesday, probably have 9 to 12 volunteer cooks in the kitchen. And we start with organizing our meals with protein. So the protein sets the meal direction. And then from there, whatever veggies come in, then we add the veggies to the meal. So make it
Oh,
nutritious.
wow. So, where are you rescuing the food from?
Food bank is one of
Food.
them.
So you're
Food bank.
rescuing it from a, it's gone to a central place from supermarkets, etc., and then you're taking some of that.
So food bank, we get a lot of the bulk pantry items. And then there's another organization, food relief organization called Outer East Food Share, where they also have volunteers who collect food from the supermarkets. And then they bring it back to OEF, and then we basically they distribute it to other charities, to
Amazing.
people in distress.
And who are your volunteers? Where who are they? Where are
So
they coming from?
we've got volunteers from all walks of life. Okay, we've got about 150, 150 volunteers on our books, and they come in when they can to help us. A lot of them work as well. Some of them retired. We've got retired teachers, the retired nurses, engineers, you name them, we've got them all. And we've got also people with different abilities coming in to help us as well. And lots of good cooks, really good cooks, who just want to give back to the community.
And you're in there in a supervisory role, just getting coordinating it all and
That's right. So we work on menu, what we can do. So, for example, just this week past, we rescued about 20 liters of milk. All right. So they're short-coated products that we had to use straight away. So what are we going to do with them? So we made a creamy chicken pasta using the milk as the base. You've got the chicken there, and yeah, you had lots of love and spices. And we rescue a lot of spinach, so we added spinach to the dish to make it more nutritious. So that's just an example of how we play.
Wow, lots of love and spices. That's great. Tell me how you started all this up.
Oh, well, that's an interesting story. So going back to 2021, during COVID, June 2021, there was a storm that ripped through Yarra Ranges. We basically responded by going up there with a group of friends. We started just cooking food to help the local who were affected by the storm. Lots of homes were fallen. It was the biggest storm in history.
And the electricity was out, wasn't it? So there was no, you couldn't cook.
Cook, yeah, gas, electricity were out. So we just set up a makeshift kitchen up in Kalorama Reserve, and we're just cooking food from. At the time, I started what started off as basically. But getting things in and cooking with whatever. Then eventually the community rallied behind us and basically started donating food, donating things. So what started from there, after the storm was over, I had then the people contacting me as if I asked if I could provide meals to the people that were stuck in their homes, people who were sick, because
Ah,
it was, the five, I think it was the 5K restriction back then. So family
yeah.
members couldn't reach their loved ones up in the hills. So I started cooking from home. It started with 50 to 100 meals. And then when things got a bit out of hand, my glass stove cooktop gave way, it shattered.
Oh, didn't it? Because it was
Yeah.
just on 24/7.
So, because I was cooking so much food on it, so then I basically had to stop cooking from home. I reached out to a friend out in a at the Chinese Association Victoria. They had a kitchen there nearby, so they allowed us to go in there. I also reached out to my friend at the Outer East Food Share, asking where I could get food from, because at that point I was basically doing it on my own. And then Marilyn, my friend, she's my mentor. Marilyn jumped on board. And basically directing me to, organize rescue food to be delivered to home. So at that point, we're doing about 300 meals at the Chinese Association of Victoria. After that, when COVID was lifted, they needed their kitchen back. So we were homeless for a little while. But then Marilyn connected us with another agency up in Lilydale. So we travel all the way to Lilydale. Our car's packed with food, packed with equipment, whatever we could, bring from home. We were there at the Lilydale Discovery Care for about 4 months, cooking in their small kitchen, but we were manufacturing about 300 meals. And then from there, we were there for about half a year. And then they had to relocate. So we were again homeless for a little while until one day I was talking to Mandy Lim at Volunteer for Knox. I said to her, look, we've got, we can't do anything right now because we've got a situation where we're homeless. We want to help people, but we're homeless. So she connected us with the Light Chapel Church. She said they have 30 youths there that want to do outreach, an outreach program, and they've got a humongous kitchen, right?
Ah.
So that started the conversation, and since then we've been working out at the Light Chapel Church for about 4 years now. What started off as one day a week, we're now cooking 3 days a week, and we are popping out about between 1,500 to 2,000 meals in the 3 days.
And who's getting the meals and how, where are these people?
So we work with 32 different agencies across Knox, Maroondah, and Yarra ranges. We're also servicing some of the fire-affected communities up in the Highlands. We've got agencies now coming to us from Dandenong as well. And so the people that are getting our meals are people who are basically who can't cook for themselves. People who are sick,
For
recovering
whatever
from
reason.
surgery, people with mental health issues, and people who are, facing homelessness and domestic violence victims.
Wow.
So as an example, a lady with 3 kids stuck in a motel, they rely on our meals to get them through.
Disasters like flood, fire, and extreme heat can have a significant impact on people's lives. Community legal centres help people experiencing challenges posed by climate change and disasters to access the resources and support they need. Disasters can lead to a range of problems, such as damage to your home, poor conditions with your rental home, difficulty getting insurance, issues within families, at work, and with Centrelink payments. Community legal centres can be found across Victoria and can provide help if you've been affected by a disaster. To find a community legal centre near you, visit the Federation of Community Legal Centres website at fclc.org.au. You can also contact Disaster Legal Help Victoria on 1800 113 432 and go to its website for helpful information at disasterlegalhelp.org.au. The Federation of Community Legal Centres is a 3CR supporter.
Six years I've been in desert.
Beyond the Bars is 3CR's annual prison project, giving voice to our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander inmates right across Victoria.
It's good to be here because Aboriginal radio and you don't really get to do this much. Brings us all together.
Time, you'll get your time to take that first step out that front door to freedom beyond these walls.
Make sure. And I just want to say thank you to all of you for giving us the opportunity to speak on air.
The bigger the reason, the bigger the calling. Make your commitment and watch things unfold.
And you can listen to audio from this year's broadcasts and previous years as well. Online at any time, just go to 3cr.org.au/beyondthebars.
But also, while I'm here, I'd like to say thank you for all for coming, helping, giving us a chance to do this. It's really good, It's been going for a while now. Hopefully, it keeps going. It's good that we can do this and get our voice out there as prisoners.
We can't blame everything on the external, so let's stop looking for it in the hands of the persecutor, because real power comes from here and it comes from family.
If you would like us to post you a free CD, contact the station on
03-941-9837. We've been looking. waking up. We've been messing around. We've been freaking out.
This is the Local Food Connection show on 3CR 855 kHz on your AM radio dial and 3CR on digital radio. You can also visit the 3CR website and listen to the live streaming of the show. Today we're hearing from Lily Zhang about reducing, well, not about reducing food waste, but about the, and she hasn't put it this way, but about the good that she's done in the world as a chef who wants to help other people. If anybody's feeling overwhelmed by bad news, just imagine if we had a media that just had people like Lily on all the time and not people like Donald Trump or Pauline Hanson, you know. Look at the good that's being done in the world. And the way you're talking there, Lily, is you're saying all these people came to us that wanted to do, that wanted to help. It's yes. Such an amazing story of goodness, of human compassion. Can you tell us where in you that came from? Why you? Why you were so motivated to get up to the Dandenong Ranges and help people?
Growing up, we came from my dad, back in when I was young, my dad was taken to war, so we had very little. We had little, very little. So we rely on whatever we were fed with. And coming to Australia, we found, you know, Australia is just a beautiful country. It's given us a second chance in life. And, you know, and we had a lot of people helping us when we first resettled in Australia, and especially the McDonald family. We call them uncle and aunties. And they gave us so much. And, you know, when you see other people in despair, you just want to jump in and help. And then from there, then friends wanted to join me. And from there, the word just basically kept spreading and spreading. And we've got a beautiful family of Fofarians, we call them, right?
Fofarians.
they just come with, you know, lots of love and care. And, they look after each other. And it's just a united family of United Nations, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's and I'm thinking of that one McDonald family. We often think, you know, what can I do? And that's a really good example of look where it led, what their compassion and helpfulness blossomed into by going via your compassion and helpfulness and then other people's. And amazing story. I love that story. I really feel like just going away off into look what migrants can do for this country and all that, but that's not what our topic is today. So let's get right up to the Zero Waste Festival. What activity will you be participating in?
Oh, that's another one. We can't wait to get it happening. We're going to cook up a storm at the Zero Festival on stage. And with no flame, we're going to be cooking with induction, right?
Uh-huh.
So everything's nice and clean and safe. And we'll be cooking with, again, random vegetables, with cooking with top-notch chefs.
So are you cooking or are you organising a couple of chefs?
No. We are. I'm cooking. We're having a cooking challenge.
It's like a competition between...
Yes, I think that's where we're heading, and it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, again, we're trying to use get the audience involved. And this is my what I would like to see happening. Get audience involved. They can pick the random vegetables that we've rescued, and then we can, you know, cook up a storm with them.
I think it's a mystery box you're going to get. According to the program, there's a mystery box. So I wonder if you're going to open the box and maybe you can call out to the audience, what am I going to do with this carrot or something?
Well, exactly. We're going to have some fun. Yes,
uh-huh.
Definitely. Yes.
I might try and get along to that. That's going to be at 4:30, isn't it? You're going to be on the main stage
at
4:30
yes.
Yep. Doing that. And who are the other chefs that are going to be involved?
I know my mentor from Outer East Fishshare, Marilyn Lambert, she's joining me. Okay, she's the waste warrior queen, I call her, because she's my I believe Kirsty's also organising a couple of other chefs to come along. So we're waiting for that.
So you're not quite sure how it's going
to
unfold.
To meet that challenge. Yes, that's right.
Uh-huh. And when you say your mentor, tell me about that that idea of having a mentor. What is she mentoring you in?
So Marilyn and I, one day we were fundraising at a Rotary event. We started having a conversation, and Marilyn asked me, because knowing that I work as a chef, she asked if I would follow her to the food rescue pantry to show the managers how they how to cook with rescue food. So my job was to basically cook with whatever I was given. And we, you know, as a result, we had spent lots of conversations, whilst we were driving to different places, having conversations about rescue food, where they come from, how to reduce waste. So Marilyn was the person who introduced me in a lot of ways to using rescue food and how to basically then rescue the food from farmers, from the shopping centres, from and then also going into restaurants as well, we do. And and going to businesses where they distribute condiments, factories, all sorts of places now. So,
sure.
So Marilyn is she is a very well-learned friend of mine, and she's got every idea in her head as well, just like Kirsty.
Yes, yes,
yes, yes.
Marilyn Lambert, she might be somebody who's worth having on the show.
Absolutely. She would be an amazing person to interview as well.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just impressed by the networking here and the whole idea of connections, which is what the show's about. What else can I ask you? We've only got a few more minutes. Could you talk, have you got something you would like to say? I've got a question I would like to ask if you don't have something.
Yeah, look, I for me, my business is in food, so I work with different communities across the different councils at festivals. So I normally have my own stage at festivals where I invite multicultural communities to come and cook with me on stage about their particular cuisines and so forth. So it's about giving them an opportunity to showcase their popular cuisines within their countries.
Yep.
and just talk about, you know, what the different cultures and the different communities.
Yes. And have you so a lot of the councils are all keen on doing that, right? That
yes, promoting social connection.
Yeah.
Yes, there's a lot of need. Like, we just had a guy who walked into the church 2 days ago. He said, look, I don't know whether I'm supposed to be here, but I need help. I really need help. I can't pay my bills. He had a kitchen hand job, and they've reduced his hours. And he said, I can't even pay for my medication.
It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, Lily. And I'm so glad I've met you and had you on the show.
And thank you for inviting me on the show. And please come and visit us. Contact me. I would love to invite you to come and see what we do.
At Scoresby?
Scoresby, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And, any of the viewers, if they want to, you know, get in touch as well, volunteer or come for a tour, get in touch with the Lily Jiang at the Food Affectionist website. They can go to fofa.org.au.
Fofa, F-O-F-A .org.au to get in touch with Lily and the organisation that you founded.
Beautiful.
You've been listening to Local Food Connections on 3CR, and today we've been speaking with Lily Jiang about reducing food, well, about many things. What have we been talking to her about? About paying it forward, about being as helpful as you can be with the skills that you have, and by networking and connecting with other people who are also wanting to do this, to do similar work. You can see Lily in action at the Zero Waste Festival on Sunday, the 12th of September at Federation Square. Lily will be on the main stage at 4:30, getting into the Zero Waste Mystery Box Cook-Off, showcasing her skills in as a chef using whatever ingredients she's presented with.
That's right. We are cooking with induction as well, without gas.
That's right. Okay, that's another. Tell me why that's important.
We're trying to move into cleaner energy for people, but it's also a safer environment, especially working with people with disability. The gas, you know, often they forget to turn it off, and the fume that comes with it. So, but having cooking without gas means it's a cleaner environment for everybody. That's the main thing.
Thank you. Until next week, love the land you're on, share your surplus, and take care of each other. Remember, if you want to support independent media, you can become a 3CR subscriber. Stay tuned now to 3CR for more radical radio with Latin American Update. Bye for now.
We've been looking up, we've been messing around, we've been freaking out, but it's time to get down.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.